Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and to give us power to build his kingdom. When you walk in the Spirit, you access the intelligence, the heart, and the will of God.
You are watching part two of today's teaching on Holy Spirit Transitions Believers.
I thank God today. I don't need anything to calm me down but the Holy Ghost. I don't need anything to calm my nerves. And I know some people, some of you may be sitting there very comfortable in your non-weed smoking life. And you may say, that's not me. Oh, I would never smoke that stuff. But you eat yourself to death. Satan said, I know your drug of choice is food. So your drug of choice is food. Your drug of choice is donuts. He said, or medicine. That's right. Yeah. There's some people that use prescription drugs. That's their drug of choice. They are legal drug addicts. See, I used to be a legal drug addict. I had good health insurance. You know, it's not as good as it used to be, but I had the top insurance, and I could go to any quack I wanted to, and he would give me all the drugs I wanted. I've never smoked weed. I've never drank alcohol. I've never had crack, but I want you to know I've had me some good prescription drugs. And you know what I did? And when they first gave me Valium, because you know I had never done drugs, so when I found out how it made me feel, and this was years ago, I'm deliberate, let me get this story straight. This was years ago. This was like 30 years ago, long time ago, but I was saved. And so, and it made me feel so good because, see, I had never drank or anything. And I remember the first time I took back then, you were taking Valium, and they gave me the Valium, and I said, wow, that feels pretty good. Maybe I'll take two. I'll get the double impact. And then two, I said, well, if two does you that good, three ought to do the job. Wow. And so I graduated to three Valium with my saved self, singing in the choir, a believer in Jesus Christ. But when I would get home, after I'd get through dancing all over the church, I'd go pop my Valium. Because they didn't tell me about the kingdom of God. They just told me about religion. They just told me about church. They told me about getting saved, but somebody forgot to tell me about what was in the kingdom. And that's why I'm telling you. Because if Satan can keep you from knowing what's in the kingdom, you will never experience all that God has for you. Jesus said, the child of God, he said, you can back the devil up when you are walking in the Spirit. Yes. Now, he told Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, you must be born of water and the Spirit. Did he say that? Because if whatever he told Nicodemus, it applies to us. You must be born of the water and the Spirit. There are various explanations, but I'm going to give you this one tonight. The water refers to the repentance ministry of John the Baptist. Okay? So that means that when you got baptized, you should have repented. You notice I throw should in there. See, I know a lot of people that got baptized and they never repented. And that's when I first got saved, they say they went in a dry devil and they came up a wet devil. That's what they used to say when I was growing up. So they went in other words, you the same way you went in dry when you came out that water, there was no change because you had never repented. And we're going to get to that. Now, it says, so born of the water and the Spirit, and the Spirit refers to the application by the Holy Spirit of Christ to an individual. So when you're born of the water and the Spirit, that means you have repented, not just been baptized in some water, but you have repented. Repentance means I'm turning my back on the world. I'm turning my back on sin. I'm making a complete turnaround. I no longer want to live in the world and the way the world lives. I now identify with Christ. That's true repentance. See, you can go to church 25 years and never have repented for your sins. And that's really unfortunate. But then the Holy Spirit comes in and then he applies the power in your life. Jesus was saying to Nicodemus, in order to enter the kingdom, he needed to turn to him to repent in order to be regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Now, how many of you all have heard the term regenerated? How many of you all know what it means? Now, I saw two hands. Okay. Amen. You know, isn't it interesting? We hear this terminology in church. You know, I've been regenerated. Okay, what have you been? Regenerated. What does that mean? I don't know, but I've been that. Well, if you don't know what it is, how do you know that it happened?
Yeah.
So tonight, you will know because I looked it up for you. The word regenerate. Now, you need to write this down. One definition, to reform spiritually or morally. That's one definition of regenerate. To reform spiritually or morally. Another definition for regenerate is to create anew, especially in an improved state. Key word. That means that when you've been regenerated, you are in an improved state. How many of you all needed some improvement when you got saved? He said, but when you've been regenerated, you're now in an improved state. I didn't say perfect. I said improved. Listen to this. Regenerate means to give new life or energy. So when you were regenerated, if you were regenerated by the Holy Spirit, he gave you new life and some new energy. Okay, y'all seem excited about that. Okay, another definition of regenerate is to undergo spiritual conversion or rebirth. All of this happens when you are regenerated by the Holy Spirit. That means you go undergo spiritual conversion and you are now reborn. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. You cannot do it on your own. Church attendance won't get you this. And that's why you have many people going to church who have never been regenerated. They just came to church. Only God's Holy Spirit can regenerate a human spirit. What does he regenerate?
A human spirit.
A human spirit. See, he's not trying to regenerate your flesh.
No.
See, because the real you is your spirit. See, a person is considered dead once their spirit leaves their body. Am I right?
Amen.
The physical body is still there. But when your spirit leaves, there's no more you.
Right.
Now try to do you without your spirit. It won't happen. So what he regenerates is your spirit. Now in order for him to regenerate your spirit, you must give him control. He's got to be in control or he can't. He said, I can't get the job done. He said, now, because in order for me to regenerate your spirit, you have to be listening to me.
Yeah.
You have to be following my lead. I'm a living witness because I know walking in the spirit, you no longer get to do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? When you transition from where? The kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. How do you get that? Through who? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you get there by being a good tithe payer?
No.
No. Do you get there by being a good church member?
No.
Do you get there by being doing good deeds? No. You can only get there through the Holy Spirit. That's why walking in the Spirit is critical in the life of a believer. When people are drawn to Jesus and welcome his revelation, they respond in repentance and faith. What should they respond in? Repentance and faith. Now, what is the key word? The first word was what? Repentance. What does repentance mean? That means that now you have turned around, you're going in a different direction, and you're no longer considering the things of the world. That's true repentance. Now, that explains why you see so many people that profess to be believers living like sinners. Because they were never repentant. And they were never regenerated by the Holy Spirit. And that's why the body of Christ is now not walking in the happiness, the peace, and the joy. That's why they're not excited about their faith. Most believers I meet, they don't look too excited to me. I'm looking for some excited believers. You know, you start talking about the Spirit of God and the things of God, and you got believers say, oh, really? Really? That's nice. You know, so I try somebody else. Let me try you. I am excited about the things of God. And they say, and then some of them look at me strangely. And it's something about, I don't understand. If we have happiness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, why are we so miserable as believers? Because we have not been regenerated by the Holy Spirit. And you think that's something, listen to this. By regeneration, that means they live differently than their former lives of darkness. Oh, there's the test for regeneration. Are you living differently from your former lives of darkness? Or does your life still look the same? Do you still go to the same places? Do you still hang out with the same people? The same unsaved friends that you had before, are you still hanging out with the same unsaved people? Are you still, you see what I'm saying? Are you still caught up in the world? See, he said, because people who have been regenerated, they live differently.
Yeah.
We're living in a world that's looking for some differently living people. Because I have a friend of mine. She said that her son, who is a cocaine addict, he told her, he said, you know why I don't come to church? He said, because a lot of the people that go to your church are in the same bars and crack houses I'm in. He told his mom that. And she's been trying to get him to come to church. He said, I can point out to church members that I've run into in the bars. They're not living differently. And see, that's why the enemy doesn't want you to be regenerated, because now your witness for Christ is of no value and you cannot draw others to Christ. See, this is not about, you know, talking about how holy you are and look how righteous I am and I'm just, aren't I a nice person? That's not what this is about. This is about the kingdom. This is about drawing people into the kingdom. We cannot draw unbelievers into the kingdom if we are not living any differently than they are. It's not going to happen. So Satan says, stay just as unregenerated as you can. Because you are he says, I can use you. See, then you're working. Now, most people don't know this. You're working in the behalf of the kingdom of darkness. Every time you sin. You give power, you give strength to the kingdom of darkness every time you sin. These are believers. I'm not talking about unbelievers. I'm talking about church-going folk. I'm talking about people who have been in church for years. These are people who are that have been in church and doing church work and are very proud of, but yet they have not been regenerated. There, listen to this. The person that has been regenerated, their new lives are by faith in Jesus and his word. That means everything that you do, now I need to come a little closer. Everything that you do, everything that you say, every decision that you make ought to be based on the word of God. Based on faith in Jesus and his word. See, when God said he was sending the Holy Spirit, he said he will not, Jesus said, he's only going to say what I said. Yeah. He won't say something different. Yeah. And when Jesus was here, he said, I only say what the Father says. Yeah. And he wouldn't say anything different. Yeah. So that means if Jesus said what the Father said, and then the Holy Ghost said what Jesus said, then we ought to be saying what the Holy Ghost says. Yeah. Hallelujah. We ought to be saying what he's saying. Amen. Because all three of them are working together. Amen. And since we're supposed to be in them, we ought to be working with them and not against them. Amen. But every time you sin, you work against them. Mm-hmm. Now you're on the enemy side. How many traitors do we have in the kingdom? We've got traitors in the kingdom. Yes. You over there with the in the natural world, if you are a traitor, they will get rid of you quickly. Anybody know anything about the military? They don't deal with traitors very, very lightly. Why? Because a traitor is dangerous. And Jesus is saying, I've got all these people who say they're in my kingdom, but they're over there in the enemy's camp playing with him. Promoting him. And then not only are they doing that, they're bringing other people in with them. So therefore, here it is, you are a believer, and here's an unbeliever, and then the unbeliever is looking at you, and the unbeliever is saying, wait a minute now, you're talking about you're a believer, but you don't act any differently from me. I have no respect for you or your God. No, thank you. I don't respect either of you because you don't represent him well. And so and if people understood, and I need to say this, if you really understood what the kingdom of darkness looked like, the demonic realm, you would try to break your neck getting out of there. The kingdom of darkness is full of demons. Now, I know we're living in this modern world and people seem to think that demons aren't real, but let me tell you something. Satan and his demons control the kingdom of darkness. Now, I don't know why you all, not you, but people, believers, don't remember that, because you know the garbage that you came out of. You know the hell holes that Jesus delivered you out of. You know the fact that if he hadn't delivered you out of the crack house, or if he hadn't helped you put that bottle down, that you were a mess, in a mess, on a mess. And you know you tried to get out of it without God, and you couldn't. And so you know how damnable the devil and his kingdom is. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Amen. It is dark. It is cruel. It is mean. It is ugly. It is dirty. Why would believers want to stay in the kingdom of darkness? We've got to ask ourselves that question. Why would you want to do that? When we have the kingdom of God available. And then when you start talking about the kingdom of God, I don't see people smiling. You know, I don't see people excited about it. I am so excited about the kingdom of God. Oh, my Lord. I tell you, I could do laps around this room. I'm trying to contain myself, you see, not out of emotionalism, but out of the fact I understand that I, as a believer walking in the Spirit, can tap in the supernatural realm that takes me above Satan. Yeah. Come on now. It takes you above Satan because, okay, remember, we said he is the prince of the air. But when you walk in the Spirit, you can rise above Satan to a realm that he cannot enter because he got kicked out. You do remember. He got kicked out. God said, go. He kicked him out. So that's why he started falling. So therefore, he can only go so high. And God said, here it is. I have given you my Spirit that will give you the ability to supersede the enemy on a whole nother level. And you're not excited about that? Some of you heard me tell this story before. I remember I was in a church and they would sing this song. The devil is under my feet. The devil, and I remember they would start marching and they were stepping on the devil. And they would just march. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. The devil is under my feet. And I remember the Lord said to me, he said, now, Joyce, first of all, they don't know what they're talking about. Because in order for Satan to be under your feet, now go with me now, flow with me. You've got to be higher than he is. Now, if you still anchor down here, he is not under your feet. Now, go ahead and march all you want to. You can march, but he said in order for the devil to be under your feet, he said you have to hit a ram that's higher than him. And when you hit the supernatural, he is under your feet and you're looking down on him. Glory be to God. You're looking down on him. Yeah, you're looking down on him. You ain't looking up at the devil. You're looking down. Some people still looking up at the devil. See, but when you're high to him, you're looking down on him, and he is under your feet, and you understand he has no power. He has no control. He cannot do anything, and you can tell him what he said, resist the devil, and he must flee. Yeah. But now you can't make him flee and play with him at the same time. Now, Satan said, how you gonna make me flee when you was hanging out with me last night? Now, last night, you didn't want me to flee. Last night, we were having a gay old time. We were just enjoying ourselves. We were just having a sinning good time. Now, all of a sudden, now you're going to do turncoat on me and tell me, get out of here, devil, because you're around the Christians and you're trying to fake somebody out. He said, but I'm not ready to go because I know that you're going to come back. And I know you're not through playing with me, and I know that you are my buddy. Yeah. And so, no, I won't go. Mm-hmm. You see? And that's what the enemy doesn't want us to know. Oh, my God. Listen to this. And the Holy Spirit working in the lives of regenerated people. Let me breathe. If I take off running, you know, whatever. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit, when he works in the lives of regenerated people, he gives them, write this down.
Okay, come on.
What does he give them? New power. Oh, my God. New power. Oh, new power. Hey, new power. Glory. Okay. All right. Breathe. Okay, I have to calm down because I have a couple of more. He gives you new power.
Amen.
And you said, what else does he give you? New goals. Oh, write that down. New goals. See, your goals in life shift. What you're searching after, what you're running after, what you're excited about, your goals in life, what you want to accomplish in life, it becomes kingdom-minded. And all you're about is the kingdom. And how many souls can I get in the kingdom? And my goals are different. And that's what I'm about. My goals are different. I want to know how many can I get in the kingdom? How many can I tell about Jesus? How many can I tell about the Spirit of God? That's my goal. That's my goal until I die. Come on now. My goals are different. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Okay. Now, you thought those two were pretty good. So what do we say? He gives you new power, new goals, and new interests. Glory be to God. New interests. That means you are no longer interested in the world. You are no longer interested in anything that resembles the world, the devil, or his demons. I'm not interested. I'm not interested. Well, do you want, are you going to come over? You gonna come over and get a drink? Not interested. I got some free weed, not interested. I got some free crack, not interested. Oh, I got two ladies coming over. I don't need but one. Not interested. Glory be to God. Not interested. Isn't that good? Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. See, that's kingdom thinking. That's when you have transitioned from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. Lord Jesus. So what is he giving? I want to go over those again because I want to make sure you didn't miss any of them. He gives you new power, new goals, and new interests. Oh, you sound like y'all got that down pat. All right, seems like you wrote that down. So now you know what you should have if you don't. Glory be to God. You're going to have, he said, when the Holy Spirit is in control, he said, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to put you in a place that you have never been in before. I'm going to put you in a place that is going to blow your mind. I'm going to do things in and through you that you never thought you could do. Now, let me slow down, and I want to make this because people want to take this to religious realm. See, you know what? When you walk in new realms, I was out today, and the Holy Spirit knows, and Niecy knows because she always laughs at me. I like a close park. Okay, I like a close park. I don't want to walk five cars down. I want a close park. Hopefully the first slot, you know, the first, you know. And do you know the Holy Spirit today? I'm out taking care of business for the kingdom. And I roll up in one parking lot. There's my spot. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then I went to another place, and it was crowded, and I didn't see no spot. And then I was like, Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, could you get me a spot? And you know what I want you to know? All of a sudden, somebody just happened to come out of the store and get out of my spot. That was mine that the Holy Spirit knew was going to be mine. I came tonight, and I had to park my car. There were a lot of cars out there, more cars than normal. And I thought, Lord, it's cold tonight, and I probably have to park on that back row. I said, Lord, you know, could you open up, you know? And I want you to know he opened up me a pretty nice spot right direct in front of the door. Is that good? God is so good. See, when you walk in the kingdom, when you move into the kingdom of God, the blessings of God, what did I say you will get? The blessings of God will flow and flow and flow and flow. How many of y'all want the blessings of God to flow and flow in your life, in your marriage, in your home, on your job?
Amen.
The blessings will flow. I have favor everywhere I go. The favor of God rests upon me wherever I go. That's all right. The favor of God. Amen. The favor of God. Praise God. The favor of God rests upon me. Why? Because I'm walking in the kingdom of God, and I'm no longer concerned about what I need, and God, I need this and I need that, because he said when I walk in the kingdom, all of my needs are met by the Lord. Come on now. Yes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, and all these things will be added. All these things. Thank you, Lord. My God, everything you need. And then you don't have to be struggling. You don't have to be worrying. You don't have to be laying awake at night and wondering and trying to figure it out. God said, just walk in the kingdom.
We invite you to join us as we study God's word. Grow in your spiritual walk and learn about the power and benefits of walking in the Spirit. Every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, visit our website at joycelesterministries.org. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you keep obeying my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In every situation, when you ask the question, "Holy Spirit, what should I do?" and obey his leading, you will mistake-proof your life.